I think it was a mixture of compassion and despair. Compassion that they couldn't take care of themselves, and somewhat despair that public funds were in some way going to have to support them. So it was a burden on society. And I think the financial burden was in their minds. Who paid for these institutions? And what particularly worried them was they thought the feeble-minded read even faster than other people. You know, they were promiscuous. And, you know, they just weren't moral. I mean, that's the way, of course, they looked at it. And so they saw them as, in real sense, downers in a society. And we should do everything possible to reduce their numbers. And one of their pamphlets, The Burden of the Feeble-Minded. And Emma W., you know, just had a series of illegitimate children. And their idea was to put them in institutions where they couldn't have children.